religion and Christianity is not a popular thing to talk about today. We may live in a society where many do not want to hear about religion. They may ridicule it or scorn its message as out of date. People may not want someone to tell them that all human life is sacred, from the moment of conception until physical death. People may not want to hear that every person should be respected, regardless of their race, religion, or political beliefs. They may not want to be told that they have a moral responsibility to others and to the common good, and not just to themselves. They may not want to hear that sexuality is sacred, and not merely a pleasant pastime of non-committal. For Jeremiah, it was a terrible burden to witness to God's truth, especially to people who did not want to hear it. We also may want to give up talking about these matters when we experience rejection and the scorn of people. We may also be tempted to avoid conflict by not speaking of God, religion, or moral values. The prophet Jeremiah did not give up when he was scorned, not listened to, and rejected. Jeremiah lamented that God's word becomes like a fire burning in my heart. Jeremiah knew how difficult it was to preach God's word and wanted to give up, but he could not. We have all been baptized and anointed as priests, prophets, and kings. We are called to be prophets who witness to God's word in truth. God's word can be like a fire burning within us. We cannot resist it, even though there is so much opposition to hearing that word. Then we hear in today's gospel Jesus inviting us, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." Could it be that the cross Jesus invites us to carry is that of witnessing to him as prophets? I find this a challenging thought for me. Jesus informs his disciples that he will suffer in Jerusalem and be killed. This will happen because it often happened to other prophets. Jesus preached the way, the truth, and the life, but people rejected his message, and they rejected him. Peter, often like the rest of us, does not want to hear about suffering and death. We prefer the status quo. Jesus rebukes Peter for thinking as human beings do, rather than as God does. Christ will not lead us down a blind alley. We can trust Christ as we carry our cross with him. We keep our eyes on Christ. Embracing the cross of a prophetic witness may lead us to rejection and scorn, but it is also the way that leads to new life and resurrection. How we face the crosses or challenges may lead either to our diminishment of life or new life possibilities. It is our choice. We are people of hope. We do not become hopeless. Christ has embraced his cross after he was rejected by the people, but his Father raised him to new life. Jesus did not carry his cross by himself. Simon of Cyrene helped him. His mother, the women, and St. John stood at the cross, letting him know that he was not alone. Even now, the risen Christ helps us bear our burdens of prophetic witness. As we follow him, we are confident he will lead us to new life with him. When we celebrate the Eucharist, we hear the words, "Take and eat, for this is my body, this is my blood." Christ reminds us that he completely gives himself to us when the world rejects us and treats us with scorn. He desires for us to put on His mind and heart. Do this in memory of me. In the responsorial psalm we prayed, You are my help, and in the shadow of Your wings I shout for joy. My soul clings fast to You, Your right hand upholds me.